eventually the founder of the party, His Excellency Jerry John Wallace, who visited Tamale today. He drove straight to the Northern Regional NDC chairman's house and had a discussion with him. What exactly transpired?
Well, I think it was a visit born out of respect. We should know that the founders has various principles, and one of the prime ones is respect based upon loyalty and not forgetting what the structures are about. So you are right, he went through to pay respect. It was an open meeting, a very cordial meeting, and I think it was a very positive meeting. Pleasantries were exchanged, and His Excellency stated again, once again, the principles of which he stands by, and he was hoping and asked and prayed for peace over the next period that we have the Congress here in Tamale. He also stressed the importance of the principles of integrity, and also noted that, you know, the issues in the past, the process of democracy within the NDC, were ones which did not involve or include monetary issues, so the issues of people perhaps applying pressures to persuade people to cast their votes or to affect their own consciences. He stressed the importance for a return to the fundamental principles of the NDC. And I think that was the theme. It was very, very positive, to the extent that he even had time to joke with the Honorable Chairman about the lavish and wonderful building that we were in, and where he had in fact got the money from to build that building. And the chairman explained it had come little by little over a period of time.
What might have prompted the president to retreat this idea of authority and accountability?
I think they're the tenants. I think that over a period of time, people, as is part of a process, sometimes become confused a little bit. The NDC, like any political party, is founded upon some basic edicts. And I think that with time, a lot of people have forgotten that the NDC that we know today did not appear out of the air. If you go back, then you go back to 1992, you go back beyond that to the period of the PNDC. Before the PNDC, we go back before then. I think that the emergence of the founder, and there is only one founder of the political party, the NDC. You then have to go back in history to May 15th, back to June 4th, an understanding of what the 31st of December is all about. That takes you all the way through to constitutional rule. And the edicts and the principles are based upon the issues of justice, of probity, of accountability, and of integrity, which His Excellency ensured and lived by, ensured that the party grew on that basis and that platform and that structure over a period of time. So it's nothing new. He always stresses that. We've heard it over the years that fundamental to his thinking, fundamental to his life, to his lifestyle, are those same edicts.
Back at Tamale, there's been this internal wrangling between two factions within the National Democratic Congress. Talking to some of the youth after his visit, it seems to suggest they were really not happy the founder had to visit the chairman.
I am not aware of that. I mean, I know that most of the people that we saw, there were a lot of people there. The crowds were absolutely massive. And he gave respect to everybody from the point that he landed at the airport. The crowd was massive. He did not get in his car and drive away. He walked to the gate and he spoke to them, irrespective of which faction and who you are from. He stated today once again that it is about the NDC. It is not about the individuals. It's a process. It is not about individuals, as some people are trying to make it seem about individuals. As the founder, he is the father. He is the one unifying factor. We should not forget that at the moment you have a government in place, but the government without a party does not and cannot exist. And so this process is about ensuring a long-term effective presence for the NDC. And as the founder, it would be wrong if he went and spoke to one faction, he did not speak to another faction. He gave respect right the way through. We saw as he drove into town, he stopped, he rode the windows down, the crowds got bigger and bigger, and he doesn't stop to say, oh, who are you with or who are you not with? The NDC has got structures, and there are people within the NDC who have been there for a very long time and form part of the building blocks of that organization. His Excellency has tremendous respect for the youth. The people who came on the motorbikes today form the life and soul of the workings of the party. They defend the party. The party gates at points, at radio stations, on the street, in bars, and they are people who are the salt of the earth, the people that His Excellency likes to engage with. And I think you saw that if today it took him 2 hours, 3 hours to get back to his own hotel, I would say 80% of the time was spent with the youth because they were on their motorbikes. They were on the ground. They had respect, and he gave them back respect. So the process of giving respect to an elder is something that the founder himself has got to show that he is the father, in fact, of the party. And if the party is in power today, then in fact he becomes the father of the nation.